Hello and welcome to The Priest and the Prof. I am your host, the Reverend Deborah Duguid-May.
And I'm Dr. M. Elizabeth Thorpe.
This podcast is a product of Trinity Episcopal Church in Greece, New York. I'm an Episcopal priest of 26 years, and Elizabeth has been a rhetoric professor since 2010. And so join us as we explore the intersections of faith, community, politics, philosophy, and action.
Hello. Reverend Deborah is still on sabbatical, and our producer actually has shingles, so things are going to be a bit shorter than usual, as it's just me and Carl is not up to a whole lot. But there was something I wanted to chat with you about before Reverend Deborah came back, because it might shine some light on some things we'll do in the fall and winter. I actually want to talk to you about the public versus the private. So, if a student wants to sign up to major in my program at school, they have to choose a concentration. This used to be broken up into interpersonal and organizational and public and mediated. These words generally mean nothing to undergrads, and they very likely mean nothing to you. So let me explain. Think of these as levels of audience. There is the first level, which is interpersonal. That's person to person. That's what you do with your spouse or your buddy or your priest. After that, things are kind of categorized by size of audience. There's organizational, which is how an organization communicates with itself or to an outside receiver. There's public communication, which is largely what I do. A person speaking to a crowd, which has a lot of crossover with mediated communication, which is when the communication is just that, a matter of new media. Depending on what quote-unquote level of audience you are speaking to, you communicate differently, and you study that communication differently. Okay, I didn't really tell you anything that was brilliantly insightful there, but I start there to remind you that there is a difference between certain kinds of communication. There's public communication and private communication. You may know this from your job. You make a public memo or flyer for everyone to see. You send a private email or memo to one team member about their particular work. Once again, this is not rocket science. But I was thinking about how this relates to the faith. Matthew 6:5-6 says, "And when you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they will be seen by the people. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But as for you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. But if you go into a liturgical church, you know very well that public and communal prayer is integral to a church service. Is Episcopal prayer non-pleasing to God because it is done out loud? That seems dubious." And actually, this takes me back to our very first episode. When I introduced myself to you, I told you how I was raised in a very individualized faith. And that's actually a bit of a paradox, you know? On the one hand, it was very self-centered, individually focused, and without a lot of thought for the community. At the same time, there was a lot of emphasis on the public nature of the faith, so it was all about your relationship to God, but kind of how you related to Him in public. And that's a little weird. You would think if it was about an interpersonal relationship, it would be a bit more private. But Episcopalians do the reverse, and I don't know if we can call ourselves any better. We have this beautiful communal faith. Our focus is on the body of the church, both as a physical representation of Christ and a collective community. We pray together, we worship together, we sing together, and we commune together. And yet our faith is very private. You don't see a lot of Episcopalians telling their friends about how the church has changed their lives for the better. Episcopalians aren't good at telling people, I see God in you. Episcopalians have 100% bought the narrative that it is inappropriate and uncomfortable to talk about religion. They have to be reminded that, yeah, Jesus told us not to pray on street corners, but he also told us, go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Well, it's almost like God doesn't expect our relationship with him to be one-dimensional. One of the things that seems to be really hard for some people to wrap their heads around is that God is multifaceted. God is multitudinous, and he expects maturity and complexity from us. We are, as Paul observed, not to be content with milk, but should move on to the meat of our relationship. What I mean by that is that God expects us to understand a bit of context. He tells us, no, I don't want you to stand on the street corners and pray. That's what hypocrites do. But that is absolutely different from saying he does not want us to proclaim. God asks us to consider our circumstances. A public street corner with an audience that doesn't really want to hear you in a show that doesn't do anybody but you any good is not sharing the gospel. A one-on-one conversation between you and your friend who wants to know how you're handling things is a very different situation. And this is the difference between a public faith and a private faith. A person who preaches on street corners or college campuses or prays over food loudly in restaurants just to make sure the waiter can hear them is the hypocrite praying on the street. They may be doing things in public, but there is no faith to it. A moment with a friend in which you share how God is part of your life may seem private, but in that moment you are sharing in a very communal thing. I'm asking you to think about this as we move into the fall and winter, because there's a lot going on in the world right now that asks us to reimagine our faith in terms of its relation to the public or the private. Who can we talk to about what at work? What religions get public funding? Who prays where? What faiths have power over and access to schools? How much influence will religion have over judicial review? All of these are questions about how the public intersects with religion. It would behoove us all to have some idea of how we situate ourselves in terms of those things as well. Thank you for listening to The Priest and the Prof. Find us at our website, priestandprof.org. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to contact us at podcast@priestandprof.org. Make sure to subscribe, and if you feel led, please leave a donation at priestandprof.org/donate. That will help cover the costs of this podcast and support the ministries of Trinity Episcopal Church. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed our time together today.
Music by AudioNautics.com.